Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Taproom.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And so how was the Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Broadway trip? Was it glorious?
It was glorious, and you set it up so well last year, we pretty much did a rinse and repeat of everything you did. Of course, five different musicals, but, you know, the bus ride, looking at the PBS series on the way down and back.
Dinner at Sardi's and at Bond 45, the trip to the Theater on Film and Tape Collection at Lincoln Center. Yeah, it's a good trip.
It is a good trip.
So what was everyone's favorite?
Well, again, mixed opinion, but pretty much a lot of us really loved The Outsiders. And why not? 2024 Tony Award Best Musical. Just captivating. I have to tell you, the story, you know, when I read the book and when I saw the movie, you know, not so much for me. This musical, I was in tears. I loved it.
It's a thrilling musical, yeah.
It's just so good.
Patti LuPone has been going to the theater and blogging about it. She loved it, and then she was recently asked, what Broadway musical do you think needs to be made into a film? And she said, haven't they all been made into films already? And she went, oh, no, The Outsiders. The Outsiders with its Broadway cast, but she specified a different director. There was something she didn't like in Act Two.
Anyway, very clever, and they use real, not an artificial effect, real rain on the set with special channels in the floor to carry it away. So the boys all get soaking wet, they're beating each other up, and everyone's wondering, how is this happening?
So,
and actually, rain showed up in four of the five musicals. I'm not sure if that's an intentional theme this year.
We used to have chandeliers and helicopters. Now it just rains. But I was concerned because on the original itinerary, they had swept away. And I thought, oh, Lord, what a downer. This is going to be a shipwreck of starving men. But then it got replaced by Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
Which is a hot ticket.
It was, and it was wonderful. Michelle Williams stars as the mysterious figure who can promise everlasting life. She was a big hit. But true to everything you've said, Mr. Chase, about if there's an understudy, relax, you're going to love it. I was looking forward to Megan Hilty, and she was understudied by Kaylee Cronin. If I hadn't known Megan Hilty was going to be in the show, I never would have missed her. The cast was so tight.
Well, someday you will meet Megan Hilty and you can say to her, oh, Miss Hilty, you have no idea how much I enjoyed Miss Cronin when you were out. And I'm sure she'll be so happy to hear that.
No, I love Megan Hilty, but you're right. If you go to Broadway, the understudies are super. And I know you've seen it, but folks who haven't will love it, especially the acrobatics when the Megan Hilty character gets thrown down the stairs.
So Hell's Kitchen, people loved Hell's Kitchen.
They did. I have to admit, maybe I'm kind of a fogey. I'm not really all that familiar with the music of Alicia Keys. I was surprised by this busload. We're very much into Alicia Keys. The set, this thing moves left and right, back and forward, up and down. You're right there in the middle of Manhattan, obviously, because you're on Broadway, but also as part of the musical.
You're at the Schubert Theater, right on Schubert Alley, original home of A Chorus Line. Yes, that's where you are.
Hell's Kitchen, absolutely stunning, set by Robert Brill. The Great Gatsby, absolutely solid Broadway show. I mean, big voices, great set, great songs.
A big production, but did you get to Drama Books?
I did. I made a special trip, walked down 8th Avenue, quite lively, even in the cold. And while I was there, I thought, what playwright do I know? I know Donna Hoke. So I went over, and there she is, displayed under the H's. What a wonderful place.
How many plays?
Well, five.
Five plays.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good showing.
And she had one open last night here in Buffalo, too.
Right. Brilliant works of art at the Alleyway Cabaret.
Yeah, well, yes, and Bellissima has provided a summary. Law student Abby Gates has no qualms about becoming a sugar baby to get her tuition bills paid until it means keeping a secret from the man she loves, an artist exploring confession and thresholds of shame. When Abby's two worlds collide, she discovers her sugar daddy has taught her about more than good wine. So I think when Donna Hoke gets into this mucky territory, she's at her best. So I'm looking forward to brilliant works of art. And that's down, as you have told everyone, the intimate space, alleyway, cabaret space down there on Main Street. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.